Corey Kluber and the Indians look for a 20th straight win as they host the Tigers, and Kluber gets some very early run support courtesy of Francisco Lindor.
Slugs this one high in the air, deep to left. Presley is back, looking up. It is gone! Francisco Lindor puts the Indians on the board first here tonight with a leadoff homer.
First homer Boyd has given up to the Indians, and I'll tell you, Lindor worked it in that at bat. He fouled off some tough pitches, and then he got one he likes. Just make every play all every day. The, you know, your normal play.
Up the middle, Lindor.
There you go.
Flags it down, throws him out. A sensational effort by the Indians' platinum glove shortstop.
As we talk about the defense, you get a play like that at the constant. The guy that makes him day in and day out, ranging far to his left, and he's going to bounce one over to Santana, as he does often, making a spin, the throw on one leg, and a great pickup by Santana to add to it.
Again, the 3-2, and a double play ball to Lindor, who kicked the bag, throw on to first. Stretch time in Cleveland. 7 shutout frames for Kluber. And the Indians lead it 2-0. Lined at second, caught by Ramirez. Double play ends the inning. 8 goose eggs for Corey Kluber. And another wonderful display of pitching and defense. Corey Kluber has authored another gem here tonight. Needing one more out. Slow chopper to third. Urshela will flip the first. It's in the bag, and the Indians have won their 20th consecutive game. They have tied Oakland for the American League record for the longest win streak. A mark that was set 15 years ago. And Corey Kluber authors the complete game shutout.
2-0 Indians is your final as they extend to a 20-game win streak and tie the Oakland A's American League record. The Indians have compiled 7 shutouts during their win streak and 19 overall on the season for Corey Kluber. It's his 3rd of the season and 6th of his career. So the Indians juggernaut keeps on rolling, and another good night from manager Terry Francona and his squad.
Well, and again, I don't look at it like everything's on the line. We just showed up to win, and I thought tonight was a fun game to be a part of. Kluber pitching, our defense was, there were some plays, you know, Hosey, Lindor, I mean, some really good plays. And the way Kluber was pitching, he just needed, you know, I mean, it needed, because it's a 2-0 game. I mean, it's, you know, and they pushed till the end. You know, it's the last guy you want to see hitting. You know, and it figures, but it was an exciting game. All the things we believe in, there's a reason we believe in it, because we think it's the best way to be a good team. I don't care what our record is. You know, when you lose a bunch in a row, you know, you can't show up to the ballpark hanging your head or dragging your tail. It doesn't help. So on the flip side, you know, we want our guys showing up every day ready to play a good game. It's not because we don't value the importance of all winning and everything. Just we really value it. That's why we do it this way. I think everybody kind of looks up to him. I mean, because of the way he carries himself and the professional that he is, it's hard not to. You know, I talked before the game about some of the younger guys wanting them to watch him go through his workout. Saying that, we want them to watch Tomlin too. It's easy to talk about Kluber because he's so good. But Tomlin probably matches him work ethic and everything. So it's easy to talk about Kluber.
Corey Kluber fires another gem. He's tied for the American League lead with 16 wins on the year, and he leads the AL with a 2.44 ERA.
Yeah, it's fun. I think that I would describe it as that, more trying to feed off each other than, you know, sometimes guys talk about like a friendly competition or whatnot, but I don't think it's that. I think it's more so trying to, you know, build off of the momentum that we have going. And, you know, we got off to a rough start, you know, I think we're honest with ourselves, we didn't get off to the best start this year as a rotation, but we've been able to work our way into a groove, and hopefully we can maintain it. You know, we haven't talked about it at all. I haven't heard anybody in there talking about how many games in a row we've won or anything like that. I think that, obviously we're aware of it just because of the attention that it gets, but it's not something that we're focusing on. I mean, I think that it's more so, like you said, coming to the field each day and trying to go out there and win that game.
You're in and
you're out. Yeah, I think that it's worked, so I think that that's obviously the biggest reason why we're able to do it is, you know, we see the results from it, but I think that it's kind of preached to us from day one, and, you know, it's, like I said, it's a lot easier to buy into it when you see the results, and, you know, it's pretty crazy to think, you know, just because you play so many games and so many days, you know, such long stretches and stuff, to go almost 3 weeks, you know, without losing a game is, you know, not something I think that you ever really expect. I don't think that they're just up here as a reward for having a good year. You know, they're up here because we think that they, or the front office thinks that they can help us, you know, to win. And I think that it's got to be good for them to get into games and get experience. And on top of that, like you said, be able to contribute and help us.
And how about the defense? Not just behind you tonight, but through this whole stretch.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot easier as a staff to, you know, pound the strike zone and get ahead of guys when you know that you got the infield that we have. You know, it seems like every night they're making a highlight reel play.
Francisco Lindor's epic power season continues. He reaches the 30 home run mark for the first time in his career in the very first inning.
It says a lot. It says that they're doing the right thing, whether it is the guys in the minor leagues or the guys in the big leagues. You know, front office has been doing a great job, as well as the coaching staff, preparing everybody to go out there and compete day in and day out. And it's been fun because everybody's contributing. Now it's just not a couple guys.
Throughout this streak, it's been a lot of big wins, big leads. How fun was it tonight to have a game where defense, pitching, all those things mattered? It was a great play by you, Ramirez. It's almost
that's what we build off. You know, we build off pitching staff and defense, and then we got good hitters that they're gonna come through. But our main things are pitching staff and our defense. Those are what we're known for, and our hitting is showing up most of the time too.
I know your rules about hitting, but do you ever think you'd be a 30 home run hitting shortstop?
Not really. No, I mean, I knew that I had the strength, but I just didn't really pay attention to it. I focused more on hitting the ball hard wherever it went. I'm to this day, I'm still just trying to put the ball in play somewhere hard.
What does it mean to you in the second half that you've been able to make some adjustments? What does that tell you about yourself?
I'm just trying to help the team, man. And obviously, you know, I'm trying to make my life a little easier. Go to sleep a little early instead of staying up till like 5 in the morning trying to figure out what I'm doing. You know, it's a blessing. You know, we're all blessed. We all have ups and downs. And I thank the Lord for keeping me healthy and giving me the chance to learn from my mistakes.
Austin Jackson goes 1-for-4 in the Cleveland victory on Tuesday. The right-hander is batting .305 for the year.
Man, honestly, I mean, I think each and every day, you know, when we come to the yard, nobody is really talking about a streak or, you know, any type of record trying to be set. We're just going out there having fun. I mean, I think you can tell. You know, there's a lot of smiles going around. Obviously, winning helps that, but everybody just seems relaxed. Everybody's just really trying to go out there and do their job and win ball games. And that's the amazing thing about this group. Nobody is, like I said, nobody's worried about the distractions other than just going out there and winning.
We hear about the fun all the time. I think the thing that stands out is when we see you coming to the game and you go to left field or a guy goes to right or Gio comes in. I'm close enough to it. It doesn't seem like any, you know, I've been around teams where if a guy comes out, it's pouting. Why don't you think that happens around here?
Like I said, I think everybody has, you know, that goal in mind, and that's just, you know, trying to win the game. You know that your teammate can pick you up. You know, there's no hard feelings about, you know, being replaced or being pinch hit for or pinch ran. It's all to help us win the ball game. And, you know, everybody in there understands that, and they understand their role.
The Indians will go for the series sweep and a 21st consecutive victory on Wednesday when Mike Clevinger takes the mound.